I experienced the hardship, difficulties in opposition, sleepless nights, feelings of doubt, worry, persistent anxiety of how to move forward, negative feelings started to slip into my home life. Everything was affected by this one thing, having a title with no power. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, thank you so much for coming in today. I have a very, very important message I want to share with you because this is something that I feel heavy on my heart about, and it's something that I hear my clients talk about a lot, and here it is. You have the title on your job, but you don't have power. Let me repeat. You have the title, but you don't have the power. Now what? And I'm telling you, that is something I have dealt with a lot in my life. So let me set up the scenario. You've been promoted to a new position with a seemingly important sounding title, but right within the first 3 days of your job, you quickly discover you have zero power to change things. And to be honest with you, no one is really excited that you're there. Raise your hand if you feel like you've either been there, right? You are there. And if you are, sis, I got you. Or it's something that you know that you are about to go into. So if you feel like this and you're wondering, how in the heck did I get here? And how do I get out of this particular situation? If you're in this situation, you often feel like an outsider, you know? I felt like this a lot. I just felt like everyone was looking at me. I just felt like people were having these private conversations about me. And then I started doing things to compensate, right? Working extra hours, right? Talking to myself like I was crazy. Going over my work again and again. Feeling like I had to prove myself. And is that you? You know, it's like because you constantly feel like no one believes you. So let me try this, or let me try this, and let me try this. I can hear you right now. Okay, I hear you. That's me. Oh, I can totally, totally relate. For me, I want to give you a little story. For me, it was about 2002. I was promoted to a senior level executive position at a large Fortune 500 company. And three of their largest customers, Ford, GM, and Daimler Chrysler, were questioning their commitment to diversity and inclusion. The customers collectively demanded that they hire, promote, and bring in more people of color, specifically Black women. Enter me. As you could see me probably waving my hand. I took that position, honey. When I said I take the position, I said I am going to be Rosa Parks today. I gladly accepted, took my position, because I know I was born ready. Little did I know that shortly into my new position, my direct report made it abundantly clear to me that I had to earn my way through the organization because they operated on seniority. He said they didn't want to give me any sort of, quote, preferential treatment. He also quickly informed me to never use the words I and me, thinking he was teaching me a leadership lesson about how to, quote, fit into a culture, be a team player, and not to make the work about me and what I needed. So let me bring in some facts, okay? I had no upper management support. No woman of color, much less any women, had ever held a position like that before me. The global company had this spend, which I was in charge of managing the spend across the whole world, was decentralized. What I mean by that was every plant across the U.S. and around the world that was underneath me, or let's just say was responsible for, everything was decentralized. So people were sending me their spend that they spent in their particular plant or organization, either in their own currency or in any particular way that they wanted. It was horrible trying to aggregate this spend on a monthly basis. What would normally take a person about 10 years or 12 years to get that position that I was in, I was automatically in. And I experienced a hostile work environment and persistent discrimination by one of the business unit leaders. He specifically told me that the only reason why you have your position is because you are a Black woman, and I don't believe that you're even qualified to be in the position that you're in. And some of you are probably listening to this podcast and saying, but that's what you said. You said that they put you in the position because they wanted to have more Black people. But they didn't just solely hire me for that reason. You see, I had to have some skills, and I knew that I was the right person for that position. Suffice it to say, I experienced the hardship, difficulties in opposition, sleepless nights, feelings of doubt, worry, persistent anxiety of how to move forward, negative feelings started to slip into my home life, and just being a human being, just being a mom, a wife, a good friend, all of this stuff, everything was affected by this one thing, having a title with no power. So ladies, if that's you and that's something that you have experienced, you're not alone. You know, 2023, McKinsey and Company did this work called Women in the Workplace. It's a whole study that talks about women leaders who experience persistent belittling and microaggressions in positions like mine and who leave because no one's listening to them. So I just want to share this with you and join with you on this heartache, this feeling, and let you know you're not alone. So what I want to give you today, there is absolutely no way we are going to solve this problem in this 15 to 16 minute podcast. But what I do want to assure you is that I see you. I know you. I am you. And you're not alone. And there are some steps that you and I have to take together, right? And it starts with having you assess why you were hired, what are the things that they wanted you to do, and begin to write those things down. Then I want you to analyze what are the tools you need in order for you to be successful. Write them down. Do you need training? Do you need a mentor? Do you need sponsorship? Do you need people who you can talk to on a weekly basis, monthly basis, coaching? What is it? Write it down. Then I want you to have a conversation with your direct report. And I want you to talk about what you're experiencing. And write this all down. I want you to have it prepared. I want you to, because some of you are feeling this deep, deep angst right now. You're feeling a little stressed. You're feeling anxious. You're feeling worried about what are they going to say? Because ladies, here's the thing. We have got to take the position that you've been hired to do, and you have got to put the effort necessary to create real power. And you have to know that you have the power to do this, okay? So I want you to consider then having a meeting with your direct report and outlining your position and having a conversation about it. And that's the first step. And when you leave that meeting, you're going to write a follow-up email to your direct report outlining the conversation that you had and the things that you need in order to be successful on your job. And then I want you to write some dates about when those things are going to come into full effect. And then follow up. And then follow up. And then follow up some more. Okay? This is what I do, ladies. This is what I do. And I'll tell you, I'm so grateful for that experience that I had in that company. And if you are, maybe some of you guys are dealing with some of the scars and the pain and the hurt that you got from that previous experience, and you need some healing, and you need to go through some introspection so that you can forgive what happened to you and see it as an opportunity to grow. We have another podcast that we did. We talked about healing and grace and how you need to give that to yourself. And I want you to, I think it's podcast number 7. Don't quote me on this, but I will probably put in the notes about what the correct podcast is. But you might need to go through that. See, because you can't be effective in future positions if you're holding on to some of the hurt, harm, and some of the bad habits that you've developed to survive that. Okay? So, but for my ladies who are currently experiencing this right now, those are the steps you need to take today. You have got to share this podcast with your friend so that they know they're not crazy. That they know they can stop working 70, 80 hours a week trying to prove themselves, right? Trying to do and overcompensate for what it is that you know that you're not receiving. That's not a good environment. And I want you to get to a healthy environment. So, as you know, I do. I'm giving you all this information because I want you to rise. I want you to rise and do your greatest work. Listen, we don't have that much time on this earth. We're not going to be here forever. And we have to do our greatest work right where we're planted, right? And so let's give this job, let's give this position that you've been given the title to, let's give it a chance. Let's give it a chance to have real power for you and for the person who's coming behind you. Some of you might say, I'm just too tired. I'm exhausted. I can't take another day. Then before you leave your position, I want you to write down what happened to you and steps that the company needs to take to get better before you leave. Don't just skip, I'm out of here. Because what is it hurting you to do that, right? Because then perhaps the company can learn from its mistakes. And thankfully, in the position that I was in, the CEO, unfortunately, he died shortly after we had a conversation about what I needed in my role. But guess what we did? We had a conversation. I talked to him. I shared with him what was needed. I did leave because at that time, my daughter was young, and there was just so many circumstances that were surrounding that. And that could be you. There were just so many circumstances that you could not continue, but you gave it your best effort. So ladies, my whole point is take the time to outline these steps, share it with your employer, share it with your direct report, follow up in an email, and talk to me. Take the Speak Up and Rise quiz, and let's have a conversation. And let me just say this, and I need to end it, and I'm gonna stop this podcast for today. But I'm gonna tell you, you know, hey, I really do love human resources on the company, but oftentimes the human resource department is there to protect the company. Now, I might be hearing right now, some of y'all are in human resources, and you say, that's not me. I love the people. I want them. I'm there for the people. If so, thank you. But in my experience, and oftentimes, that's not the case. They're there primarily for the company, which your devotion is to your company. But you know who you are that are helping the people. And guess what? The people, like the people that I'm talking about who have these titles with no power, they know that too. So let's be about helping one another do our greatest work with real power, not just the title. All right. So I hope that that was helpful for you today. I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better about your position and where you're at, because I feel you. I know you. I am you. All right. Thank you so much. Hey, I will see you next time on the Rise with Diana podcast. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.